Now an update on a story we first started reporting on back in 2011. You may remember the case of Na Trong, the young woman from Worcester who spent nearly 3 years in jail awaiting trial on charges she murdered her son. A recording of her police interrogation broadcast by WBUR in late 2011 helped win her release. A judge throughout the case calling Trong's confession the result of coercive police tactics. Trong later brought a civil rights lawsuit against the city of Worcester. And now, as WBUR's David Boeri reports, the city is responding with what legal observers are calling an unusual argument.
A day after the sudden death of her toddler, the Vietnamese-American girl Na Trong went into the box with no lawyer nor any guardian, even though she was only 16. And the police detectives, by their own admission, lied to her.
Because that medical examiner told me that that baby was smothered. Does that change your story? We have scientific evidence that that boy was smothered to death.
A judge later ruled the confession was the product of deception, trickery, and implied promises to a frightened, meek, emotionally compromised teenager who never understood the implication of her statements. Trong filed a civil rights suit through her lawyers last December, alleging malicious prosecution, violation of her Miranda rights, and false arrest. But now the city of Worcester is trying to make Na Trong's trial lawyer, Edward Ryan, the defendant.
Their complaint is absurd. This is a desperate attempt to try to cast the blame from themselves onto me. And there's simply no factual basis for it, and there's no legal basis for it.
What the city claims is that Ryan allowed almost 2 years to pass before he tried to get Trong released by filing a motion to suppress her confession. Thus, quote, Ryan's breach of his duty was a direct and proximate cause of Trong's alleged injuries and damages of being kept in jail so long. The city's lawyer was unavailable for comment. But longtime Worcester defense attorney Peter Ettenberg says that in his 40 years experience, he's never seen anything like the city's response.
Murder cases are very important. The stakes are very high, and both sides want to make sure that they do it right. To file a complaint against a lawyer who is only doing his job and did it extraordinarily well, and to try to put some blame on that lawyer who zealously represented his client and was victorious, is clearly unusual.
Yet the city of Worcester claims that if it's found liable for excessive incarceration of Na Trong, her lawyer will also bear blame. And to Ettenberg and other analysts, who call the counterclaim bizarre, the city's contention seems an unpersuasive defense from Na Trong's lawsuit. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm David Boeri.